Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. On Tuesday, the war between Russia and Ukraine hit its 1,000th day. Today, multiple Western embassies are closed as Russian air attacks threaten Kyiv. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. embassy in Kyiv says it would stay closed Wednesday after receiving a warning of a potentially significant Russian air attack on the Ukrainian capital. The precautionary step comes after Russian officials promised a response to President Joe Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets on Russian soil with U.S.-made weapons, a move that has angered the Kremlin. The embassy adds its closure and attack warning have been issued in the context of ongoing Russian missile and drone attacks on Kyiv and is anticipating a quick return to regular operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's spy chief warned the West on Wednesday that it risked disastrous consequences if the United States and its European allies stoke a direct military confrontation with Russia over Ukraine. Time is running short for negotiators at the United Nations climate talks in Azerbaijan. They need to find an agreement that can bring far more money to poor nations affected by climate change than wealthy nations have shown they are willing to pay. Addressing the COP29 assembly, Pauline Antoine Prosper with St. Lucia Sustainable Development Ministry detailed the intensifying damage to Caribbean nations from climate change.
We sense rising sea levels, soaring temperatures, erratic rainfall, and more intense storms, with little to no time for recovery before the next extreme event strikes.
A new scientific study found Wednesday that human-caused climate change made Atlantic hurricanes about 29 kilometers per hour stronger in the last 6 years. Pressure is building on the host nation to come to a deal by the time the talks are scheduled to conclude on Friday. This is VOA News. U.S. Envoy Amos Hochstein said in Beirut on Wednesday he will travel on to Israel to try to bring truce talks to a close after making quote-unquote additional progress in a second meeting with Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri. A Lebanon-based diplomat requesting anonymity said progress had been made in the talks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Israel would continue to conduct military operations against Hezbollah even if a ceasefire was reached. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Wednesday that China's decision to decline a meeting with him during the ASEAN Defense Ministers meeting was a setback for the whole region.
Now, I regret that the PRC chose not to meet here. The PRC's decision is a setback for the whole region. As I've said consistently, the right time to meet is any time.
According to reporting by CNN, Austin had hoped to meet with China's Minister of National Defense, Dong Yun, but China rejected the request, citing a recent Taiwan arms sale. Other countries attending the ASEAN meetings include Japan, South Korea, India, Australia, and China. The Kenyan National Commission on Human Rights condemned the abduction and deportation of Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye on Wednesday, Vice Chair Raymond Nyeres.
Kenya is a country that respects its obligations, and we want to call upon the government not to deport those people who are seeking asylum in our country. They should abide by international law that requires them to respect the law.
Besigye, a longtime opponent of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, was reportedly kidnapped in Nairobi last Saturday after attending a book launch by Kenyan opposition figure Martha Karua. Besigye, who has unsuccessfully run against Museveni 4 times since 2001, has often been targeted by authorities. Recent months have seen a crackdown on opposition figures in Uganda, with prominent leaders arrested and party members put on trial. A major storm that has killed at least one person swept across the northwest U.S., battering the region with strong winds and rain overnight. The storm system is considered a bomb cyclone, which occurs when a cyclone intensifies rapidly. Falling trees struck homes and littered roadways across northwest Washington, with over 600,000 without power Wednesday morning. In an interview for Como News, Wendy Harrington described the moment a 70-year-old cedar tree fell on her house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass. Everything was just very loud. I thought the whole wall was coming down.
Fire officials in Linwood, Washington said a woman died when a large tree fell on a homeless encampment. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks through Friday, and hurricane force wind warnings were in effect. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.